This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
Think before you speak. It sounds so simple. You and I both know it's anything, but 2 decades after this happened, I still feel bad about something I said. I didn't mean for it to hurt my friend, and it did. And when word got back to me through another friend that the first friend was upset with me, did I take the opportunity to then use my words for good? No, I busied myself with other things, hoping that pit in the bottom of my stomach would just go away and just take care of itself. I brushed it under the rug as we went our separate ways after college. Until one day I was listening to the radio, KSBJ, the station I work for in Houston. There was a conversation about forgiveness. Typically when there's talk of forgiveness, it's forgiving someone who's hurt us. In this case, the Holy Spirit brought to mind how I needed to ask forgiveness for someone that I'd hurt. I looked up my friend. I haven't seen him since college, so a lot of time has passed. But thanks to Google, I figured out where he worked. And with my heart racing out of my chest, palms sweaty, I typed an email. Felt really good about it until it immediately came back as undeliverable. I was hopeful that was the end of it. I tried. What else could I do? Well, I could try another email address, which I did, and I was absolutely sure this was his correct address. Felt even better about the second email. I told him that the Lord had brought him to mind, and I was so sorry for any hurt that I had caused him. And then I waited for a response, and I waited, and I never got one. I don't know if he's still upset with me or if he thinks I'm a nuisance. I have no idea. But another question that came to mind, one that's more challenging than the others, did I push him away from the Lord? Because he knows that I'm a believer. And did I leave a bad impression? Because that's the last thing I'd want to do. God, I just thank you for my friend and I that we can pray about relationships that we wish had gone in a different direction. Because as people who we recognize our shortcomings, we recognize our imperfections because we're so grateful to know Jesus is the perfect sacrifice that we need. God, it is nonetheless humbling to realize that through our wrong choices, our thoughtless words, that we could harm others. Because who hasn't been harmed by someone else who said and did something that they didn't think through? God, we are grateful that you allow us opportunities to do the right thing, even when it's a lot later than we should have. I pray for my friend that you would bring other people who know you and love you into his life so that he could know that you're real, God, that you love him. And I pray for my friend who may have a similar experience. And would you bring real believers into the lives of those that they wish that they could go back and have a different interaction with, God, that you would just bring other people who know you and love you to love these people that we wish we could have loved better. And God, would you use us in similar ways to do that for others who've been wounded by people who may have met well and it didn't translate? God, the more that we get to know you, the more we recognize just how much we need you, your love, your grace, your forgiveness, your strength. Use us to surprise people because we're so in tune with you and your words and your ways that it just comes out of us and that we could bring healing to people who have hard hearts. God, you are always at work and we're grateful that we get to join you in the process. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.